we need to start by asking some basic questions. Who's Islam? Who's feminism? Who is speaking for Islam? And who is speaking for feminism? These questions remain unaddressed in most debates, whether in academia, media, or activist forums, right? Like, who are we talking about? Now, as far as who's feminism, just doing a basic search, and this is not, you know, I'm not a gender studies major, but just doing some basic research on it, I found at least 29 different forms. There's Amazon feminism, anarcho-feminism, cultural feminism, difference feminism, eco-feminism, equality feminism, essentialist feminism, feminazism, feminism and women of color, first feminism, fourth feminism, French feminism, lesbian feminism, liberal feminism, Marxist socialist feminism, material feminism, moderate feminism, pop feminism, post-colonial feminism, and there are more. So when we say, like, what do you mean by feminism, they literally have no ijma about anything. There's no consensus. There's no, like, this is what we're about, that all of them will say, yeah, that's what we're about. Because there's a difference of agreement within that movement. And that's there, and they acknowledge it. One of my teachers used to say, beware of plastic words. And a plastic word is a word that means a different thing to every person who uses it. Not that it evokes different emotions, but it actually, like, denotes something different according to the person who uses it. As an example, you know, different, when people are talking about, oh, this would be progress, even though progress is a general word, it can often be a plastic word because it means it denotes in that context something different for the person who's using it. So it's good to actually spell out what it is a person is advocating specifically, right? With feminism, it's become like that. It's become a word that you actually cannot define definitively. And there are many definitions. Of them, one of the things that the author, the researcher in the Forbes magazine mentioned was that faith-based communities have a problem with the word equal. Now, we as Muslims believe that spiritually, we're all created equal. We recognize that. On a spiritual level, we were created equal. But it might be a little taboo to say this, but we also believe that Allah has privileged both genders. There is male privilege, and there's also female privilege. We do have patriarchy, but we also have matriarchy. There's a fadl, right? There's a fadl that's given to men in certain regards, and there's a fadl that's given to women in certain regards. And then even in the Quran, I can't consciously advocate for quote-unquote equal on a social level, especially when we have the verse, وَلَيْسَ الذَّكَرَ كَالْأُنْثَى, right? And the male is not like the female. And just side comment here, the interesting thing about this verse is it doesn't say that the female is not like the male. It says that the male is not like the female. Kind of linguistically, it puts the female as the standard. Just saying. There are ways that Allah has privileged women and mothers, the female in general, over men. And there are ways that Allah has privileged men over women, and He has made that as a compliment. If we, as women, acknowledge our own privilege, and if we, as women, honor the God-given privilege and actually advocate for those privileges, honestly, it would heal the whole society. I'm not going to ask just for my rights. I'm actually going to ask for my divine privileges.